for the word, and I still didn't get one. So I'm just going to give you the word. Amen. As God has given it to me, praise God. Amen. Pastor DeCarlo, I need my note. There's not much written on it, but what's there, I do need it. Amen. We're going to open up with Luke, the 17th chapter. And we're going to be reading verses 11 through 19. Amen. Luke, the 17th chapter, verses 11 through 19. And the word reads, "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off." I'm going to stop right there. Now, you think about it. It says, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. So what had to occur before Jesus even got there? The word was released. The people opened up their mouths and they said, "We know a man that's able to heal. We've seen him perform miracles. We've seen him do things that no other person could do." So the word had been spread forth throughout the land, and the lepers heard it. So when Jesus came, they instantly knew who he was. This must be that man. But then you think about it, it says they stood afar off. Now, we say that we know God. We say that we're his children. Amen. Let's turn to Hebrews 4. We're coming back to Luke, but let's turn to Hebrews 4. I'm going to read verses 15 and 16. It says, "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Did you hear what the word says? Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now, going back to Luke, our main verse, it says they stood afar off. They knew who Jesus was, but because in that time they were lepers and they were diseased, because of the laws of the land, they had to be separate. So when Jesus came, they felt as though they didn't have the right to approach him. So they were afar off, and they saw him, and so they called out to him. Now let's bring it to us today. We have been saved, that we say, sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. But how many of us do not boldly approach the throne of grace? Because that's what the word tells us to do. Because we have been saved by grace. It says, not of works, lest any man should boast. So the word of God tells me that I can boldly approach the throne of grace. I can cry out for mercy, and God answers me. So how many of us stand afar off because the enemy keeps telling us every sin that we've committed? He brings up our past. He brings up our transgressions. And then we feel as though, how can I go to God in the state that I'm in? Yet you say that you're saved. Now, if you've been saved by the blood of the Lamb, you can boldly approach the throne of grace. 1 John 1 and 9 says that we can confess our sins and that he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And this is something that we can do every day. Now, does that give us an excuse to sin? No, it does not. Paul says, "Do I continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid." But looking at the state that the lepers were in, they saw their physical condition. And their physical condition dictated that they had to stay away from people. So lepers would come and congregate together. It didn't even matter. And at that time, it didn't matter who was who. If you was a leper, you was a leper. It didn't matter if you was a Jew, a Greek, Samaritan. It didn't matter. Because they were already ostracized from society because of their condition. But look at what God has done. He says, by his loving kindness has he drawn us. When we were in our mess, God called us. And he called us to him regardless of the state or the condition that we were in. Amen? But these lepers, they didn't understand that principle yet, but they said, but what they did do, they put pride to the side. They opened up their mouth and they cried out to God. I know it's some sitting here and you're looking for change in your life today. You want to experience that move of God, but it's not going to happen until you open up your mouth and cry out to him. Amen? He knows. He said that in his word, he will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. He's already said that. But what God wants is a relationship with us. He wants us to recognize that he is our Father. Amen? And just as you did with your natural parents, if you wanted something, what did you do? You asked for it. And when you asked for it, what did you think? That you're going to get it. Why don't we have the same concept that if we ask according to the will of God, that he's not going to answer us? Amen? So it says, and as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Amen? We've got to learn to cry out when we're going through our situations. We try to hold things in. We put on these masks. People ask, how are you doing? Oh, I'm fine. I'm blessed of the Lord. And then you go home and you're miserable. You're suffering with depression. The enemy is attacking you on every side. But you don't want to let people know, listen, I need you to pray for me today. Because I'm going through something today. Amen? But those lepers, they saw, they had heard about Jesus. And when they saw him come in, they lifted up their voices and said, and they cried out to him, have mercy on us. Amen? And then it says, and when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Amen. Now, in order for them to be clean, the priest had to declare them to be clean. So they had to go to the priest for the priest to see them, and then they could make that proclamation that these lepers are now clean. So Jesus was acting according to the law of the land. Now, there it goes again. Look at the order. Amen. We serve a God of order. Amen. And it's really sad to say that we obey order more in the natural world than we do spiritually. Amen? The Bible says we're to submit ourselves first to God, but then to one another. And we struggle with that. Amen? But Jesus acknowledged what the law, he says, so go to the priest. Says, go show yourselves unto the priest. Now, if they had been listening, and we're going to see that one did, he said, go and show yourselves unto the priest. He had declared healing right then and there. Amen? And then it says, and as they went, they were cleansed. Now, we don't know if it was that first step, that second step, third step. It doesn't matter. Because as they went, they were cleansed. Now, how many of us have cried out to the Lord and we've asked the Lord to deliver us or save us from a situation? Amen? And all it takes is for us to activate our faith. Just as Minister Dominique said in his testimony, he could have given up when they said, uh-uh, stuff's still there. Okay, honey, that's it. I can't do this. Amen? But in persistence, stepping out in faith, so the word of the Lord came to them. You don't see them. The Bible doesn't record, are you sure that we can go like we are? Do we go right now? Do we wait 5 minutes? Do we wait for the manifestation of it? Jesus said to go, show yourselves unto the priests, and it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Amen? Now I want us to turn to Ephesians. We're coming back to Luke 17. I want us to turn to Ephesians 4, verses 22 through 24. Ephesians chapter 4. verses 22-24. I'm going to start at 21. It says, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Amen? So when we give our life to the Lord, first of all, when we first make that step to make that decision, sometimes we feel as though I've got to get myself clean first. You can't do it. Amen? God is saying in his word, first of all, put off those former things, which is corrupt. He shows you yourself. I know he showed me myself before I gave my life to him. He showed me the sinner that I was. And then he told me, as he said in his word, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And then he says, now put on the new man. And when you put on the new man, it's not based on what you see in the natural, and it's not based on your feelings. This is a command he's telling you to do. You put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Amen? That's the command that he's given us. Because the thing about it is that we're seeing the people of God not living this abundant life that he has created us to have. Because we are not even being obedient to what his word says. We can't even accept his word as truth. Amen? Because we look at our situations. We look at our circumstances. We'll go into prayer. But the minute we come out of prayer, and the minute we meet the slightest bit of resistance, what is our conversation? What is our confession? Amen? We negate our own prayers by the very words that we release. And that's why the Lord said to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Whatever mom and dad taught you, praise God. But now I want you to get to know me for yourself, that you can boldly approach the throne of grace. Amen? Because you'll find them babes, we expect them to have to call people and say, listen, I need you to pray with me. But when we come into that area of maturity, we should be able to approach God for ourselves. That doesn't mean that we can't pray for one another and we can't ask somebody to be in agreement with us. But when you can't reach anybody, it shouldn't be a panic attack. Amen? Because God says that I never leave you nor forsake you. So the Spirit of God is right there with you. You've got to tap into it. He's right there. And that's why he says, boldly approach the throne of grace. Call out and cry out for mercy, and God hears you. Amen? So let's go back to Luke 17. And you think about it, what has God told you to do that you haven't done because of a lack of faith? What has he instructed you to do that you're letting fear hold you back? You think about that. I can't answer it for you. But when he gave that command to those lepers, he says, go show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. So what is God has instructed you to do to take that step, to start that business? Amen? To be that entrepreneur. Whatever the case may be. To go into to the nursing homes and minister. What has he called you to do that he's waiting for you to take that step? Because as they went, the healing was right there because Jesus was there. But they had to do what? They had to play a part in that healing process. So they had to obey the instructions that he had given them. How many of us has God said to go and we're still in that same place today? In that same predicament today? Because we won't activate our faith. These men had heard about Jesus. And as soon as he came on the scene, they opened up their mouth. They didn't care. Who was looking at them? They was like, this is the one that can help us? Jesus, Master. And look at that, that they acknowledged the position that he held. They said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And God is waiting for his people. You're saying, why am I not seeing this overflow in my life? Check your worship. Check your praise. Amen. So as they went, they were cleansed. And this is the key to listening. And as I was studying this, to be observant. To be observant. Because God said, go, show yourself to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. But one, it says, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back, and with a loud voice, he glorified God. How many times has God answered your prayer and you missed it? You just got the tip of it. But that full blessing that he had for you, you missed it. Now, truly, the lepers were being obedient. Because Jesus said, go and show yourself to the priest, so they went. But as they were running and going forth, I'm already healed. Oh, my God, I'm already healed. And so what did he do? He turned back. He wasn't being disobedient, but he's like, before I even get to the priest, I got to go back and thank the one that has healed me. Amen? It says, and when he saw that he was healed, he turned back, and with a loud voice, not a quiet one, it said with a loud voice, he glorified God. And then what did he do? He took that posture of worship. He fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. That point of surrender, that point of humbling himself to Jesus. He fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And guess what? He was a Samaritan. And they considered the Samaritans dogs. The Jews hated the Samaritans because of the division that had come when Israel was separated. This man was a Samaritan. He humbled himself. He turned back. And so often, God will bless us. We're all excited. Oh, look what God has done. We give God this 1 second. Oh, thank you, Lord. And we're going right on about our business. But this man took the time, turned around, and worshiped the Lord. And that's what we're supposed to do. You know, we ask God for things. We act like, you know, God is supposed to be our genie or something. You know, we want stuff from him. God, give me this, give me that, give me this. You know, I want the houses and the land and the cars and all of this prosperity. But you don't want to give him anything. Now, it says he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? 10 people came to me for a healing, but why am I only seeing one? Why did only one return? I mean, and you know, and even looking at this, look at the grace of God and his faithfulness. Because it did not take Jesus by surprise that they acted this way. But nevertheless, he didn't withhold the blessing from them. He still blessed them regardless of how they were going to treat him. Amen? And he does the same for us today. I'm a blessed minister, Zanika, with this new house. You know, and I'm just using Zanika. She's not going to do this. But I know Zanika's not going to praise me like she should. But I'm going to bless her anyway. Why? Because I love her. God, in his great mercy, he loved those lepers. He knew the other 9 weren't coming back. He knew that already. But just to teach this other leper a lesson. Amen? So he says, but where are the 9? There are not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Amen? Now we pray and we ask God to heal us or to bless us. Amen? And the minute we see that one good thing, we run off with it. Okay? I want you to hear what I'm saying. The 9 were blessed because they received their healing. They were obedient because God, Jesus told them, go show yourself to the priest. Amen? So that the priest could declare them whole. But the one that came back, He received a double portion. He received not only a physical healing, but he received a spiritual healing. Because his sins that had separated him from God, God said, because of your worship and because of your praise, your faith has made you whole today. Amen? And we'll come to God and we'll say, Lord, I need a healing for my foot. Because it's bothering us and it's irritating us. But God is saying, I want to do a deeper healing. I want to get to the root of the issue. I want to heal what's going on in your heart. Amen? And that's what he was trying to tell this leper. He says, because of his worship and that he surrendered himself to the Lord. You know, we sing that song, we bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, but are we truly bringing a whole sacrifice? Or are we holding things back from God? But that one that came back, he submitted himself to Christ's authority. He says, thank you, Lord. He gave glory to him. He praised him for not only his natural healing, and the Lord says, and because you persisted and you stayed in my presence, now I'm going to give you a whole healing in your heart. We ask God for so many things, but God is saying, I not only want to do that for you naturally, I want to give you that spiritual healing. Those issues that have bothered you for years, those things that you have carried, those things that have pierced you, I want to heal you from that. And so often, even in our prayer closet, in order for us to say that we did what we were supposed to do, we pray, we check it off the list, we get up, we go on about our business. And God says, but if you had stayed in my presence, I had so much more for you. And he's not trying to hold it back, but you have to want it. It is for you to seek after. We sang that song this morning. I'm chasing after you. How many of us are truly chasing after God until we're out of breath? Until we are smoked? That we are dripping? How many of us are truly chasing after God to that degree? Because God has blessings for his people. But some of us are just sitting there lingering on the fringes. But we want to be able to enter into the Holy of Holies to give God that praise and worship that he deserves. We cannot repay him for what he's done for us. We cannot repay him for that. But God is saying it's time for my people. He says, I'm seeking those to worship me in spirit and in truth. Turn to John chapter 4. Verses 23 and 24. We've got to take this worship seriously. Amen? It's not just, you know, and sometimes, you know, me and my husband, we talk and it's like, and I thank God for his anointing. Because my husband used to tell me, you know, honey, you know, you're going to speak and it's like, I would be a nervous wreck. And not that I wasn't still nervous today, mind you. But I said, Lord, I can't look at their faces. All we're to do is to deliver the word. Now, whether you receive it or not, that's on you. But what God gives us, that's what we have to give. And God is tired of his people with this half praise. You know, and we'll get in front of others and we'll be like, oh, God is so good and he's blessing me. And then we get in our homes and our conversation is totally different. Amen? The word of God says, this is John chapter 4, verse 23. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Because, see, I can put on an act for you when I come into the house of the Lord. I can act like I'm so caught up in the spirit. But God is looking at my heart. And he's looking for true worshipers today. That one leper was a true worshiper. That Samaritan that they considered unclean and dirty, he was a true worshiper. And because he worshiped God to the fullest, He received the full blessing. He received a total healing. Some of us in this church right now are sitting here half healed. Why? Because we don't want to let things go. We're holding on to old mindsets, even though the Word of God has told us to be renewed in the spirit of our minds. We're holding on to something that somebody did to us. We're holding on to offenses. And God said in His Word that the offenses are going to come. But we, His children, should not be the one committing the offense. Amen? So God wants to do a total healing today. You know, not this surface stuff. You know, you can get a bruise, but it has to be healed on the inside. God wants to get to the root of the matter. Amen? What's causing this behavior? What's causing these things to occur in your life? Amen? Is it a mindset that needs to be changed, or are there things that need to be uprooted in your life? Where did that spirit of low self-esteem come from? Where did that spirit of rejection come from? Amen? And God says, I want to get to the heart of the matter. I want to heal you for you to be totally whole. You can't stand fast in the liberty that God has given us if you keep holding on to things. God wants you to be free today. It says, where the Spirit of the Lord, there is liberty. Yes, it is. Now, we sing these songs that He's my healer, and we take these same things with us when we go home. We take those same burdens with us when we go home. Amen? And God is saying that now I'm seeking for my true worshipers to rise up to the forefront. The time is drawing near. The end of the age is drawing near. It's time for us to stop playing church. It's time for us to stop acting like we're saved and we know that we're not. It's time for us to stop saying that we have this relationship with God and you know you don't talk to Him. Amen? You take your Bibles home today, you may not pick them up again until next Sunday. But yet you say you have this intimate relationship with Him. Oh, that's my Lord, that's my Savior. But if that's your Lord and your Savior, you need to be in the Word. And if you're in the Word, we're going to see the fruit. Amen? The Word of God says in James, if a man seems religious and bridleth not his tongue, that man's religion is in vain. Because the Word changes us. The Word convicts us. Amen? We can't be doing the same things, living the same lifestyle. We have to have a lifestyle of worship. And that, but that simple act of healing to that man, to that leper that Jesus did, it caused him and pushed him into another phase of worship. How much has God done for you today and you're still not worshiping Him like you should? You get up in the morning, you start your day, you're going about your day, and you know, then you think about God a few hours later. Oh, Lord, I forgot. Thank you for this day. What kind of mess is that? Amen? We come into the house of the Lord. Now I'm saying some can't stand, but those that can, why do we sit down in our doing praise service? You see what that leper did? He ran back. And he fell down on his face and he worshiped the Lord. We sing that song, I give you more. No, you don't. You're praising God the same way. You're either tapping that same foot. You're not doing anything extra. And God is calling for us to give Him more. You know, but we want to, you know, we want God to use us. That's what we say. Oh, God, use me. Oh, God, I'm available for you. And the minute that we hit affliction, Lord God, what's happening to me? And then James says, think it not strange, the fiery trials which are to try you. So you think about it. That leper received the full blessing of the Lord because he pressed in and praising God. He worshiped Him. And we've said it before, you cannot come in here into the church on Sunday morning and want the praise and worship team to do it for you. It's not going to happen. You know, you may be coming up here, you may be thinking you're coming here for a show. This is not show business. We're about worshiping God. Amen? So if you need what you need from God, you need to start, even today, when you go home, we need to have a lifestyle of worship and a lifestyle of praise. So therefore, when we come into the house of the Lord, we're already up here. that I can shut my eyes. I don't have to look at them to get my praise on. Amen. Because I'm going to bring my praise with me. Because only I know what God has taken me through during the course of the week. Amen. Amen. And we come in here, we say, God, I need you. You won't open up your mouth, though. We just sit there. And then we take those same things back out the door with us. But God is saying, I'm seeking for true worshipers. Jesus came. He knew exactly what his mission was. He knew he was going to go there. He knew he was going to encounter those lepers. He knew how they were going to act. He didn't withhold the blessing from them. We ride grace so hard. Because we try to live this lifestyle. We're putting up this front for the people, but God is saying, I see you. I see you. He knows exactly where we are every second of the day. So we can come in here and act like we've been praising God all week, but we'll see the fruit of it. Amen. You'll see the fruit of it. When you think about everything that you've gone through in the course of the week, and you come in here and you can just sit down and not praise God. And like I said, it's something that can't get up. I'm not talking about that. But I'm saying that we can do, we want to give him more. Okay, let us see the more. And that don't show it to us, show it to God. Because I'm going to come and get what I need. Amen. If I need to be on that prayer, on that altar call every week, I will be there until I get what I need from God. Just as Jacob wrestled with that angel, he said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. God, I'm going to keep pursuing you until I get everything that I need from you. Amen. And you think about it. That leper turned back and he says, before I even go to the priest, I'm going to go praise the one that blessed me, that gave me that word. And cried out to him and glorified him and honored him. And then Jesus spoke those words, thy faith hath made thee whole. Amen. Just to hear that word. Because when the end of time comes, I don't want to stand before God. He says, depart from me, I know you not. Because there's going to be some that did miracles, that called out his name, and he's going to tell them, I don't even know you. It's about relationship today. It's about, not a mouth relationship. It's about a heart relationship. That's what God is calling for today. It's time to stop playing church. Amen. It's time for us to really launch into the deep, to get into the word of God, to get into his presence. And I don't care what it is that the enemy tells you that you're not worthy. God loves you just as you are. And all he wants you to do is just come to him. Amen. But we've got to stop straddling the fence. You know, we live one way for the Lord, Sunday and Wednesday, and if we may happen to have a Friday night service, on that Friday night service and the rest of the week, we just do what we want to do. God says, not so, not anymore. Because the Father seeketh those to worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. I ask you today, if you want to be healed, the altar's open. But you've got to activate your faith. Amen. I can't do it for you. None of the ministers and the elders can do it for you. You have got to want this. You have got to want to let go. You know how we quote those scriptures? We're going to let go those things that hold us and bind us. Those things that so easily besets us, but yet we still fall into those same traps every day. God says today, he wants to heal you from the root of the issue. Amen. Not just the surface stuff, but he wants to heal you from the root of the issue. I mean, this is the one place that we should be able to come into, that we should be able to take our mask off and seek the face of God and to cry out to him. This is the one place. I shouldn't have to worry about anybody talking about me. Amen. If I'm wearing a sleeveless dress and you see my deodorant, oh well. All right. Amen. This is how real it is. It's not about that anymore. I need something from God. I need something from him. And I'm tired of just receiving that partial blessing. There was a time in my life that my mindset that I was bound. And it was only the saving, healing hand of God that reached out and touched me, that changed me, that called me forth. And he let me know, you don't have to live like this. You don't have to succumb to the attacks of the enemy. It used to be a spirit of fear that bound my life. And I believe I've shared with my husband eventually. But when we lived in Philadelphia, you all just don't know, I was scared to death. There was such a spirit of fear on my life. And when he would leave in the morning, for hours, I would stand beside the door with a butcher knife, trapped in fear. Couldn't move until I had to go to the bathroom. Then I'm praying the whole way to the bathroom, Lord Jesus, please don't let anybody come in this house. Please don't let anybody come in this house. Because, you know, this big city, totally different from little Portsmouth, Virginia. It's like crazy people all around me. It's like, Lord, please help me. Because I couldn't be at peace until he came home. When I heard his car in the driveway, then I would run and do everything. I was like, oh, yeah, my husband's home. I'm good now. You know, my protection is there. You know? I was bound in fear. He had to go on those calls 2 o'clock in the morning. When he leave at 2 o'clock, it's time for Marion to get up. I'm not shutting my eyes. I don't know who's coming in here. We had a door downstairs, and it was broken. We had to get it fixed. All it was a piece of wood up against that door. That's a God. Anybody can come in that door, just slap that door off and come in here. A spirit of fear. But what did God say? He did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And it wasn't until one night we went to Bible study, and the pastor spoke, perfect love casteth out fear. And I felt that thing lift off of me. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. Because that was miserable. That was a miserable life to lead. You know, and if I heard him coming, I had to try to act like everything was normal because I didn't want him to know I'm sitting up here with a butcher knife. I might, you know, fall and trip and hurt my own self. You know what I'm saying? But bound in fear, not knowing at that time. And the sad part about this is I was brought up in the church since I was a little girl. I was brought up in the church, not even realizing that God was right there with me. I mean, not even realizing that he said that he would never leave me nor forsake me. He was right there the whole time. He was right there with me. And he's right there with you. You don't have to be bound by fear. Perfect love casteth out all fear. God has not given his children the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And my daughter Brittany is not here, but we've had to have this conversation. Because it's things that she has picked up from me. And it's like, Brittany, you don't have to live in fear. Because God is right there with you. You know, when she was a little girl, she didn't know any better. You know, my husband had to, you know, she was a toddler, had to create that monster spray because she thought all kinds of monsters was underneath her bed. You know, and Dad had to go get the monster spray and spray it underneath the bed. And she wouldn't go to bed until he did. But when she came up and we started teaching her, and I had to share my testimony with her so that she would know, you don't have to be fearful. God is with you. And now you all, she done left me. She's gone off to college, and I barely get a text from her sometimes. But she's learning who she is in Christ. She is learning who she is in Christ. And that's my prayer for all of our young people. That we teach them, but it starts with us. It starts with us. You know, when the enemy comes and tells you you're not pretty or you're less than, no, I'm not. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm created in the image of my Father. But if you don't know the word, if you don't read it, you can't use it if you don't study it. Amen? Because the trials are going to come. What you're going to fight with? And I mean, truly, there is power in the name of Jesus. But do you know who Jesus is? Is he just a name to you? Even those lepers, they had not even met him yet. They had only heard of him. And they acknowledged Jesus, Master. Is the Lord your shepherd today? Is he your shepherd today? And you know, and I don't want you to come and go out the same way. I want you to be healed. because I know what God has done for me. Amen. That I can walk in dark places and I don't have to fear. Even in my dreams, God is teaching me to do warfare and teaching me to recognize the enemy. And even in my dreams, I can say in the name of Jesus. This is what God is trying to get his people to. Amen. That even when you sleep, your sleep can be that of sweet rest. Amen. That's what God desires for you today. He's tired of you living on the fringes, barely making it. It doesn't matter where you was born, who your parents are. God has called you forth. He wants to heal you, but you've got to want it. And just as those lepers had to be obedient, God is knocking today. Will you respond? Amen. He's saying, and just like when it was the man by the pool of Bethesda, he says, do you want to be made whole? He says, I don't have anybody to go put me in the water, but do you want to be made whole? So what did he have to do? He had to activate his faith. He had to get up. And so when Jesus said, he says, get up, take up your bed, and walk. So he had to activate his faith. We have to activate our faith today. Amen. Regardless of how you see yourself, regardless of the sin that may have been or may still be in your life, God is calling you. Regardless of what's going on, he says, come. Come to me. Because he desires to heal us today. Amen. And I know I need him every day. It's like, God, I need you to touch me today in a new way. Amen. I pray that my children experience God in a new way every day. That they be more aware of his presence this day than they were even yesterday. Amen. And God is saying, I want you to come to worship me. Amen. Because the praise team can't do it for us. I mean, and I'm going to use Dominic and Deidre for an example. If they've had a little altercation before they get to church and they have their moods going on, I can't let that affect me. I've got to come and receive from God all that I want from him and all that he desires to give me. And in the process, I'll pray for them. Amen. But I can't let anything and anyone hinder me from getting what I need from God. Amen. Just like that one leper, he was like, wait a minute. Y'all can go ahead, but I got to go back. And I've got to worship Jesus, the one that healed me. And then God says, because of your faithfulness, because of your perseverance, because of your worship, amen, your faith has made you whole today. So even in the times of illness, so worship. Even in your times of lack, that you feel like you're at lack, so worship. Even in those dry seasons, so worship. Amen. The altar is open, praise God. Anyone that desires prayer today, we all need.